I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military denied striking a tent camp west of Rafah Tuesday after Gaza. Health authorities said Israeli tanks shelling had killed more than 20 people there. The latest bombardment comes days after an Israeli attack set off a fire at a Rafah's tent camp that killed at least 45 people. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston.
Israel said it had targeted Hamas commanders and had not intended to cause civilian casualties.
This is a devastating incident.
An Israeli army spokesperson said the military was investigating the possibility that munitions stored near a compound targeted in Sunday's airstrike may have ignited the blaze. Meanwhile,
Ireland formally recognizes the state of Palestine.
Spain, Ireland, and Norway officially recognized a Palestinian state.
British Foreign Secretary David Cameron on Tuesday was among the global outcry after an Israeli airstrike on Sunday triggered the massive blaze, killing 45 people in the tent camp.
It did look very, very concerning, very worrying, and so we're asking for that to be investigated rapidly. The Israelis have already said it was a tragic mistake, but we want to see that properly investigated.
Chief Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said it was still unclear what set off the deadly blaze, but added the 17-kilogram munitions used in the strike were believed to be too small to have set off such a large fire. And back to the Palestinian state, Spain, Norway, and Ireland formally recognized the Palestinian state Tuesday in a coordinated effort by three Western European nations to add international pressure on Israel to soften its response to last year's Hamas-led attack. Israel condemned the diplomatic move, which will have no immediate impact on the war in